The important part I want to talk about are verbs. Because if you know how to use verbs in any language, you know how to use the language. The verbs and the use of the verbs is the backbone of a language. The full verb, what I call the full verb, is in English usually the to form. Yes, to go, to have, to be, to see, and so on. It's also called infinitive. But whatever it's called, let's think of the full verbs, yes? In English with to, mostly. Not always, but mostly. In French, that to form is expressed in an ending, and that ending in French ends in an R. Either ER, which is pronounced A, where you don't sound the R, yes? And more than 90% of all verbs in French end in A, in ER. Or venir, to come, ending in IR, partir, to leave, ending in IR, dormir, dormant, dormitory, dormir, to sleep, ending in IR, savoir, OIR, yes, mm-hmm. To know, avoir, to have, voir, to see, comprendre, is to comprehend, to understand, ending in RE. Faire, we had to do or to make. It's fair to do or to make, spelled F-A-I-R-E. So you always have an R at the end. Either E-R, most, again, more than 90% of all verbs, and an E-R pronounced A, or I-R, venir, partir, dormir, or R-E, R, R-E, comprendre, faire, yes, or O-I-R, savoir, avoir, voir. So there's always somehow an R at the end, yes, E-R, I-R, O-I-R, or R-E. Whenever you have two or three consecutive verbs in French, you do not change the verb. In other words, you use the full verb, the second and the third verb automatically are in the full verb. For instance, if you want to say, what was will you is?
Voulez-vous?
Right, voulez-vous. Will you or do you want? Yes. And what is to come is?
Venir.
Yes, good. What is to eat?
Manger.
Manger, ending?
ER. ER.
Oh, of course. Yes. Okay. How would you say, will you come eat with me? Start with will you.
Voulez-vous?
Come.
Venir?
Eat.
Manger?
With me.
Avec moi.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you see, after voulez-vous, the next verb in French you will say, will you, to come, to eat. Yes? Voulez-vous venir manger? Yes? In English, well, depending on whether
English,
we use American English or British English. Here you in British English, you will say, will you come and eat? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In American English, will you come eat? Yes. But either way, in French, it's the second and third verb, is the full verb. Will you to come to eat? Voulez-vous venir manger avec moi? Mm-hmm. I must, I must, I must is je dois. Je dois, je dois, I must, je dois.
Je dois.
Je dois, I must. Je dois. I must. Dois spelled D-O-I-S. Je dois. I must.
D-O-I-S. O-I-S.
D-O-I-S. Je dois. For instance, if you want to say, I must speak with you.
Je dois parler avec vous.
Avec vous. Yes. Once more. Say it again.
Je dois
speak
parler avec vous.
Right. Je dois parler avec vous. How do you spell parler at the end?
E-R.
Right. I must to speak with you. Je dois parler avec vous. Yes. How would you say, will you speak French with me?
Voulez-vous parler français avec moi?
Right. How you spell parler at the end?
Yeah.
Right. Voulez-vous parler français avec moi? Mm-hmm. I must know where it is. I must.
Je dois.
Right. So I must know.
Je dois savoir.
Right.
Je dois savoir.
Where?
Où?
It is.
C'est.
Yes. Right. So once more, I must know.
Je dois.
No.
Je.
Yes. Je dois.
Je
yes.
dois. Savoir.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Où?
It is.
Ça. C'est. Où c'est?
Right. I am is je suis. Je suis. It's a very sweet word. Very sweet. Spelled S-U-I-S. Je suis, I am. If you want to say, I am tired, would be, I am fatigued. Je suis fatigué. I'm very tired now, would be.
Je suis fatigué.
I'm very tired.
Je suis très fatigué.
Now?
Non.
Maintenant, right. Je suis très fatigué maintenant. Mm-hmm. The word for busy is occupé. Occupied. Occupé. Occupé. Spelled O-C-C-U-P-E, put an accent over the E to give it the sound of an A. Occupé. Yes. So I am very busy now, would be.
Je suis très occupé maintenant.
Right. Je suis très occupé maintenant. How you spell très?
T-R-E-S,
with an accent over the E. Très, yes. So here you have an S, silent S, followed by a vowel. So you can also say...
Très occupé. Très occupé.
Yes, je suis très occupé. Yes, yes. Je suis très occupé maintenant. Mm-hmm.